Pope Benedict XVI today condemned the killing of leading Lebanese minister Pierre Gemayel.
Ho appreso con profondo dolore la notizia dell'assassinio dell'onorevole Pierre Gemayel, ministro dell'industria.
Speaking to the crowd of over 20,000 people gathered in St. Peter's Square for his Wednesday audience, the Pope described Tuesday's assassination as a brutal attack and assured the victim's family and his beloved Lebanese people of his spiritual closeness at this time.
Di fronte alle forze oscure che cercano di distruggere il paese, invito tutti I libanesi.
The Pope said that in the face of the dark forces that try to destroy the country at this time, he is calling on all Lebanese people not to be overwhelmed by hatred, but to strengthen national unity, justice and reconciliation, and work together to build a future of peace. The Holy Father concluded his appeal by urging countries that care about the fate of that region to contribute to a global and negotiated solution to what he called the injustices that have afflicted the Middle East.
Lebanon cancelled Independence Day celebrations today following the assassination of the top Christian politician. Chris Altieri reports.
Allies of the anti-Syrian cabinet minister blamed Damascus for the shooting, raising fears of a return to factional violence. Syria denies involvement with the incident. Professor of International Relations at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, Khalil Karam, says jumping to conclusions is dangerous.
I want to insist on President Amin Gemayel, who was very, very accurate, saying I do not want to say anything before we have a clearer view. This means he doesn't want just on the spot to say that this is a Syrian attempt. He knows what he's talking about, and I think we have to be as careful as he is.
Karam also says this is a critical period in his country's history, and the elements for preserving the peaceful coexistence of people professing different religions within Lebanese society are not lacking.
This period is the most critical in Lebanese history. Of course, the Christian community is upset, and of course, we are all very careful right now in order not to let this blow the civilian peace. And the Patriarch yesterday made a very clear statement insisting that we should not follow our instincts, but our reason.
The son of former Lebanese President Amin Gemayel, Pierre Gemayel, was the sixth anti-Syrian politician to be assassinated in under 2 years. I'm Chris Altieri.